Odometer fraud, flood damage, three reasons to check out Carfax. Get a vehicle history report on any used car. Ask your dealer for a Carfax report or go to Carfax.com. Now stay tuned for Gem Secrets. I'm Frank Caesar with news every half hour and when it happens on your Charger station, 760 KFMB.
Welcome to Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures, the nationally syndicated radio jewelry show. For the next hour, we'll discuss all facets of the jewelry industry. Have a jewelry question? Give us a ring. 1-800-760-5362. That's 1-800-760-5362. Now, here's the host of Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures, jewelry appraiser and graduate gemologist, Michael Rogers.
Hello, and welcome again to Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures. Today we have a very interesting guest that I met at the Ocean Beach Antique Fair. A couple of appraisals, friends of mine called me down to do some appraisals. They were personal property appraisals and they needed a jewelry appraiser. So they had a wide selection of antique furniture, bottles, but this particular gentleman does what's called a deconstruction salvage. So let's welcome Michael Thornhill, I'm sorry. Michael, how are you, sir?
Just fine this morning, thank you.
Good. We met at the fair, the Ocean Beach Fair, and I remember walking by your little stall there, and when I saw the items there, it was very interesting. Tell us a little bit about what your company did.
Well, our parent corporation is Lions of San Diego, and we are a deconstruction company that about 2 years old, and we have affiliated ourselves with the Reuse People of Alameda County, Incorporated, which is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation. And their charter is to help reduce waste and eliminate as much as possible the debris and artifacts that are going to the public landfills. And the goal of the Reuse People of California and Lions of San Diego is to reuse and recycle as much as possible the materials, equipment, fixtures, artifacts, anything that comes out of a structure that must either be totally or partially removed.
Now, how does that benefit pretty much the society in terms of landfills and so on?
Well, it does help to reduce the overburdened landfills that are out there when we go in and surgically deconstruct a building that has been slated for demolition. And we try to reuse as much of the materials and artifacts that come out so it goes back through the community again and keep the landfills from being clogged up with good reusable materials.
Now, with the deconstruction part, why would someone want to deconstruct their property?
Generally, it's because the property owner wants to either rebuild a different type of a structure, usually another house, sometimes a condominium unit, occasionally a commercial building, and they need the site cleared completely. So that's the primary purpose for somebody wanting to deconstruct their existing property.
Now, take us through just an ordinary day where you have to deconstruct the property. How does the process actually work?
It's very interesting. Actually, we're generally contacted either by a contractor or by the homeowner themselves to come out and then investigate the property, and we'll go out and conduct what we call a walkthrough, take some preliminary measurements, look the property over, see what is there and what needs need to be met for the property owner. Then we'll work up a preliminary bid, which is then submitted to the contractor or the homeowner. Once the bid has been accepted, we send out an independent appraiser who will then assess the usable value of the materials to come out of the structure. When the bid is finally accepted, Lions Corporation crews are then sent in to begin what we call surgical deconstruction rather than demolishing.
So basically you try and save as much items as you possibly can.
Oh, yes. It's such a travesty to see some beautiful old architectural elements that just end up in these landfills. And, there's some remarkable things. Now, one thing I'd like to stress with you, Michael, is that Lions of San Diego does not promote the demolition of old homes and buildings.
It's pretty much by choice of whoever, I guess, buys the building and they decide they want to build something new on that property.
That's correct. When it becomes a necessity, we are totally committed to the preservation and salvage of all the features and artifacts. And we believe that these architectural treasures must be saved for the future generations to admire and enjoy.
I can imagine that people that are true enthusiasts of this would pretty much be right behind you 100%.
Oh, Michael, it's remarkable. The response we had just at the Ocean Beach show yesterday was simply overwhelming. People come up to us and they say, "Oh, I didn't know you were in business. This is marvelous. I need this. I need that."
Mm-hmm.
We have tremendous enthusiasm from our clientele.
That's great, because I thought it was something. I remember going to one particular store that pretty much collects items from demolition, but it's more on the plumbing side, but not in terms of the detailed, you know, windows. And what are some of the items that you try to salvage?
Oh, my gosh, it's from A to Z. Doors, windows, tubs, toilets, wainscoting, flooring materials, lighting fixtures.
So, for example, like when you say flooring materials, it could be either a wood floor or a marble floor, pretty much. And how do you save something like that if it's like a marble floor, for example?
Well, that's pretty difficult, and that's pretty rare, actually, going in and trying to salvage a marble floor. Mm-hmm. That would be more than likely either in an entryway or a commercial building.
Okay.
The majority of our projects are either vintage homes, estates, on occasion commercial buildings. But if we're going to remove the flooring, it's done very, very carefully, just as it would be with vintage tile work, so that it can be reused and put back to the community again.
Folks, if you want to call Michael from Vintage Architectural, please give us a call, 1-800-760-5362. Now, Michael, what's the easiest things to salvage when you go into somebody's properties? What's the easiest thing that you usually can save with no problems?
I would say probably the easiest thing for our crews to walk in and immediately start to deconstruct would be just remove doors. The doors will pop off their hinges pretty easily and without any damage to the doors, which we like to preserve as complete as possible. So taking the doors out, then possibly the light fixtures after that, because they're just very simple to unscrew and put into a safe area.
Now, do you also try to save things outside the property? Like, for example, if you're on an acre of land, do you save things outside, like, I don't know about pools, but fountains and other items like that?
Yes, fountains, if they can be saved, we'll certainly do that. Excuse me. If you're talking about landscaping, that's generally a different contractor who come in and do the landscaping.
Like trees, for example, like palm trees or those type of items?
Yes, very, very much so. The landscaping is something that we don't really concentrate on. We're more interested in the architectural artifacts, and the hard structure coming out of the structure.
Now, what type of... I'm assuming when you get to older homes, what type of period homes have you come across?
Oh, gosh. San Diego is a mecca for some marvelous older homes. And, of course, I'd like to reiterate, once again, we do not promote the demolition of older vintage structures.
Mm-hmm.
But if the homeowner says, this has to come down, I want to remodel, I want to expand, I want to build, then we will go in. And, of course, we're excited to be able to capture and recycle vintage pieces out of homes from the Victorian, Edwardian era through the arts and crafts era. Clear up to mid-century has a tremendous amount of reusable